This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Get a Casper mattress and get a great night's sleep. Try it for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn and use the promo code Glenn. Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Hey, let's talk about ideas here. Greg Abbott, in the state of the state here in Texas, spent quite a bit of time talking about the convention of states and why it is needed. From the governor of Texas, I love this guy. I think he may be the best governor I've ever had in any state I've ever lived. Well, you think of I've lived.
You grew up in Washington, then you live in Connecticut.
I've lived in
New York.
No, wait. I've lived in Connecticut. I've lived in Kentucky. I've lived in Virginia, Maryland, Connecticut. Yeah, I know. Washington, D.C. Okay, so all those were bad. I've lived in Texas before. Arizona.
Florida.
Florida. And we had Jeb Bush, was a great governor. Greg Abbott is a superstar. Anyway, he was talking about the convention of states. We'll talk about that. Also, I want to spend a few minutes on Matthew McConaughey, something we didn't play when it first came out. An epic take on the anti-Trump Hollywood that I'm not sure he's saying what Hollywood thinks he's saying or what Trump supporters think he's saying. We'll get into that. Also, Jake Tapper from CNN and Tommy from The Blaze was on Bill Maher. We're going to start there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Because we have won. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. On Friday, Tommy Lahren was on Bill Maher, and I didn't get a chance to see it. Stu saw it and said there was a remarkable moment that he played for us. And I have to play for you because there is no way I would have gotten this right.
No.
There's no way. I barely know my own name.
Right.
But she was in a debate, and you know what that's like, being in a debate, and the whole table was against her, and they were talking about Benghazi, and the guy, unfairly, because it has nothing to do with anything, said, oh, you care so much. Can you name the guys from Benghazi? Can you name them? Now, I've met them. We've had them on the show.
Yeah, because she was talking about the people. They were talking about the people who died. Obviously, we haven't had them on the show. But
people who were
involved in the incident.
Correct.
Who were there at the moment. We've had them on the air. I can't remember anybody's name.
I can't remember. I don't remember the name of Marcus Luttrell's SEAL team. And that's horrible because I know
Marcus
all
like
of them and
friends.
How much it means to Marcus. You know, thank God for Google. There's no way. Could you have passed that?
No, God.
Could you have passed that?
No way.
No. I don't know anybody. Here's Tommy.
But no, on the Benghazi, like, you all can talk about that, but what were the names of the guys who died? Like, you don't know. You know, Chris Stevens, the ambassador.
Okay. Chris Stevens.
Glenn
Tyrone
Doherty.
Woods.
All right, good. Good
Glenn
for
Doherty.
You. Good for you. And the
Sean
other guy
Smith.
The other day was Ryan
Owens.
Right?
Owens.
Good
yes.
for you. Good for you.
And thank
because
God
I haven't
Trump
heard
went
their
to
names
Dover.
In years.
I know all their names, and thank goodness he went to Dover.
That is freaking incredible. I'm sorry. If you've
you
never
know.
Done
and
a show
she,
like
she
that,
she nails them off.
Yeah.
If you've never done a show like that, in the middle of a debate like that on
you
the
barely
spot
remember
to pull those
your
names
own
out.
Name.
Exactly. You're thinking, you're
They're
not thinking that way. That's an amazing moment. She deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
I will say, completely unfair question. Has nothing to do with whether she knows anything about Benghazi
but you
or
know
not.
What?
It's like to ask him, if you were to reverse to him, who I don't even know who it was. Again, I don't know his name either. if he was a guy who fought against gun violence and you asked him, well, name me some victims from X, Y, or Z shooting that you've been blabbing about all the time.
Name
They're
any
not
of the
know
names
them.
Of the children of Sandy Hook.
Right, exactly.
That is so unfair to ask and doesn't discredit you if you're arguing for gun control. The names of the children don't matter. They don't matter. It's the idea that you are fighting
and
for.
And of course, they do matter so much.
But in a different conversation.
Way, yes, exactly. When you're talking about policy,
it doesn't. That's trying to emotionalize all of it. You don't have to. You don't. It's why we don't have families of the victims give the sentence or be on the jury.
Right.
You want to remove the emotion from it so you can say this is what's logical. The problem is the conservatives and the liberals, we say, well, they just personalize it. They make it about the children. Let's talk about the actual facts of the guns. Right. Let's talk about the actual facts on the ground, not the names of the Benghazi victims. It's not about them personally. Yes. Should we know them? Should we recognize their story? But yes, but that's not what we're upset about, that one guy who we happen to know was killed. We should have outrage that they were killed without knowing their names.
Right.
Okay? And what we've done is we say, hey, stop personalizing it, but then we personalize it by making it about Trump or Obama. Stop it.
Well, I mean, look, I just think, I mean, just to hear that, I mean, that is an incredible moment. And what a failure this from this guy. I mean, you don't know. I mean, they always say this.
But if you're a lawyer, he was naming them
after her.
He said to her, you don't know. He accused Tommy of not knowing.
Right.
Which is interesting.
But then he started naming.
He named
the second one. Then he named the second one. Listen again.
Let's listen one more time.
But no, on the Benghazi, like, you all can talk about that, but what were the names of the guys who died? Like, you don't know. You know, Chris Stevens, the ambassador.
Oh. Yeah. Chris Stevens.
Glenn
Tyler
Doherty.
Woods.
Glenn Doherty.
Right,
he said it first.
Good for you. And the other guy the other day was Ryan Owens.
Right? Ryan Owens, yes.
Good for you.
He's a Navy SEAL.
I bet you, he's preparing for that, right? Like, he knows he's going to try to trap her. And so he knows the names. Maybe he's known the names the whole time, but assumes that she doesn't know the name. This reminds me of that moment, because you should always know the answer to your question when you're going into a moment like that. And remember the MSNBC thing, Pat, you'll remember
where the host was,
they were debating some Obama policy about economics.
Oh, and, I love this. This is my favorite.
And I can't imagine we have it handy.
I don't know where.
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
She asks him.
She says, you're not an economist.
Where's your degree from? You have a degree in economics? Yes, I do. Highest honors.
Yeah, here it is. This is what happened.
We were looking at reverting into a depression at that point. Everyone, the Fed chairman.
Well, I disagree that we were going into a depression, but go ahead.
Do you have a degree in economics?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Highest honors.
Okay, so
I love that.
So good.
I love it.
So good. That's on the level there with the Tommy moment because he thought he had her.
Yeah.
He thought he had her, and she pulled all four of those names out. It's pretty impressive.
So can I ask you a question? I defended Milo Yiannopoulos. I despise that guy. I think he's a danger because he enjoys that we are in a post-fact world. Those are his words. I love it that we're in a post-fact world. And what he means by that is you can get away with anything. All you have to do is ratchet up the emotion and nobody cares what the facts are. And that's great. Now, there's an argument between some of my friends that he's not dangerous. He's just somebody who wants to be famous. And he doesn't necessarily believe in all of this stuff. Well, that's just as dangerous. Or he's being used by someone. Again, just as dangerous. I don't know, because I don't know him, but I am wildly against him. However, shouldn't we be standing for his right to speak? Because I am. I think he should have been able to speak at Berkeley. We have to be able to have these conversations with one another. Now, he's different because he's just a bomb thrower.
Yeah, I mean.
And so do we back bomb throwing or do we back people with really bad, for instance, Richard Spencer, awful, awful right. Nazi. But aren't we glad that, for instance, Mein Kampf came out?
Yeah, I'd rather know what they're thinking honestly.
Correct.
Than try to push them down. And they still will believe the same things, right? I mean, it is amazing because they call people like Milo, whatever his name is, a flamethrower, you know, while at the same time there are buildings in the area actually burning from the left.
Right.
It's not
from
words.
Throwing flames.
From actually putting flames in the buildings and catching things on fire.
Right.
So I am a free speech absolutist, basically. So, I mean,
so
I want it out there. I want to hear everybody's words. I want to hear the worst things in society. And I want to be there to criticize them with my own words.
Right now, there are people that are rooting for me to fire Tommy. Why? Let's just think this through. I am so... I listen to her, and it's not the approach that I would take by any stretch of the imagination. And I've talked to her about that. I've already done that approach. I know how that turns out. Doesn't work. Now, it makes people feel good, and it will make her very, very popular, but it won't change people's minds. That's my opinion. She has a different opinion. I don't agree with it. But shouldn't we allow people, shouldn't we, I mean, I love it. People
say, encourage speech.
Yeah, people
encourage different approaches.
People are encouraging me to fire her and encouraging her to quit. That's really fascinating to me. Fascinating to me.
Like, we can't have different opinions and different approaches. I mean, we should encourage that. It's not even just, it's not like tolerating it. It's wanting it.
I've never called for Keith Olbermann to be fired. I didn't call for Van Jones to be fired from the White House. I mean, I can't imagine disagreeing with anybody who has speech more than Milo, who I support being able to say these crazy things. I don't support him. I think he's a danger, but I think I should be allowed to say those things against him. But what do people do on Twitter? Try to shout me down from disagreeing with him. Because they think I want to shut him up. No. Let him speak. Let him be heard. I encourage you to read. You know how I know the German people knew what was going on? Mein Kampf was a bigger seller than the Bible. It's all in there. They knew. You don't want to take him seriously? Well, that's your fault. You knew. You're held responsible. I want people to know. I want people to. We must, as a society, be able to have open conversation. And the only speech worth protecting is the speech you find abhorrent. Yes, I strongly disagree. But if I believe in the Constitution, shouldn't, and the American people, shouldn't I also be able to say, well, that person has a right to say those things, and I'll defend that person's right to say those things? Or is it up to me to say the people are too stupid to figure it out? They won't figure this out. The people are just too dumb. I should be their policeman on information. Principles matter. What are your principles? Now, if anyone on my network starts calling for violence, bombings, stringing people up, then I'm going to fire them.
You're pretty safe on that one.
Pretty safe.
Yeah.
Pretty safe. That's a pretty easy call.
Yeah.
But if somebody just disagrees, and their approach is different than mine, how do I condemn her? I've talked to her, but how do I condemn her for taking an approach that in many ways I took? All I say is, learn from my mistakes. But didn't our parents tell us to do that too? And how many of us did? Sometimes you have to learn it on your own. And I know I'm making plenty of mistakes myself. Now this, our sponsor this half hour is American Financing. Buying a home or refinancing your mortgage is such an important decision. And American Financing will make your mortgage experience straightforward and effortless. The salary-based mortgage consultants at American Financing are there to listen to your situation, discuss your financial goals, and help customize a loan program to meet your refinancing or purchase needs. American Financing, family-owned and operated, has been in business since 1999, and they can pre-qualify you in 10 minutes and close in as fast as 10 days. They're going to customize a loan program to fit your financial needs. So whether you're tired of paying outrageous rental rates, or you're ready to buy, or you want to refinance and take advantage of the low interest rates, don't wait. 866-750-6551, 866-750-6551, or you can go online to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Glenn Beck. The fusion of entertainment. And enlightenment.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Let's go to the Matthew McConaughey audio. Do you still have that, Pat? The Matthew McConaughey audio, he was in the middle of an interview for a new movie that he's in. And if you don't have it, that's all right. We'll pick it up in a minute. He started in on the situation that we're in right now. Did you guys take that as a slap in Hollywood's face, a slap on the back of Donald Trump, or did you just take that as, hey, I think that maybe we should all simmer down. Do you have it, Pat?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, go ahead and play.
Every single American actor or arty type who comes over to London dumps on Trump. You all completely hate him. Do you think it's time that maybe Hollywood and the cultural elite of America gave this guy a break?
Well, they don't have a choice now. He's our president. And it's very dynamic and as divisive of an inauguration in time that we've ever had. At the same time, it's time for us to embrace, shake hands with this fact, and be constructive with him over the next 4 years. So anyone, even those who most strongly may disagree with his principles or things he's said and done, which is another thing, we'll see what he does compared to what he had said. No matter how much you even disagreed along the way, it's time to think about how constructive can you be, because he's our president for the next 4 years at least.
Isn't that
president of the United States?
Isn't that just common sense?
Yeah.
I mean, you can even look at it and say, look, the guy wants a 1.1 or at least a $1 trillion stimulus package.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be spitting on him when you know he punches back twice as hard? When you could get a lot of stuff done, I'm not condoning this because this is not what I want. I don't want a $1.1 trillion stimulus package, but he does. Why wouldn't you be embracing him instead of marching in the streets? $1 trillion can make a lot of things happen. Why wouldn't you on the left be going, you know what? Let's see where he's going. We could work with this.
Think about this. This is a Republican president who proposed a $680 billion maternity leave and child care program. Okay. And day one of his presidency, there is a women's march against him for being oh so conservative.
Isn't that amazing?
Why wouldn't you instead, if you're, and believe me, I'm glad they're not doing this because it might very well work. But if you were a liberal and wanted to actually get things done and get these big programs locked in for all eternity, because when they come from Republicans, they will never go away. You would be able to lock these things in forever if you went to him and said, you know what, we don't really like this, you know, your immigration ban, but I don't even want to talk about that. Let's talk about your maternity leave program and get him, because if you want to know the approach that's worked with Trump as far as moving him to the left, it's not yelling at him and screaming at him. It's Ivanka and Jared Kushner's approach.
Yes.
They're both Democrats. She leans very left on social issues. And what have you seen? That proposal, for point example one. Number two, all the executive orders that have come in and Trump has reversed. He didn't reverse the LGBTQIA ban executive order.
He kept Obamacare.
He codified it. So far he has.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with that when he's still talking.
Well, he said yesterday that it would be at least a year before he'd get to that.
He thinks,
longer it drags out, the less that's coming out.
But I mean, there's an approach that works with Trump, and it's working with him, as McConaughey's talking about. There's actually ground to gain there for them. I hope they continue to protest him in the streets, because I think it hardens Trump against those positions. So that's very good for us. So in a way, I really kind of hope they continue.
It's
that.
Really bad
it's a tough
for us.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, can I pick it up there? Because
sure,
it's not very good for us when I come back.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
And as the Glenn Beck Program continues, here's where we left off.
So my point was, in many ways, for conservative policies, it's a really good thing that liberals are going nuts and reflexively, before he's even done anything, protesting the president and basically calling him Hitler. Because I think it basically hardens Trump against the people doing that. And so when they request their $680 billion
there's no doubt about that.
Maternity leave, like, he might say, you know what, I'm sick of these people. They didn't even give me a chance. So screw them. I'm not doing those things that I promised during the campaign on that side. So I think it's helped, for example, get Neil Gorsuch through. You know what, Neil Gorsuch, he said he was going to pick from that list, but he may have picked one of the top three or four from that list.
And he may have picked and then not defended them. And I think the way they're treating him now,
I think
he's going to be hardened and he'll be like, to hell with you.
So that's really good for us in a way. And my point before the break that you disagreed with, and I think I understand
Let me explain.
There's
before
nuance.
There's nuance.
But my point before that is, thank God they're out there protesting him on day one before he's even done anything. Cause I think it hardens him and it will help us policy-wise going forward.
Okay.
Might be a good thing for us.
So totally agree with you on if we're looking at this as politics and we're looking how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Totally agree with you. I think you'll totally agree with me also that when you say hardened, there comes a point to where hardened doesn't describe it. He counterpunches. You hit him, he'll hit you twice as hard. And you may not even see it. He has said, I never forgive. He doesn't ask for forgiveness. And he's not a hypocrite because he never forgives. He does not forget. He does not forgive. Those are his words. Well, I think a chapter in one of his books is about vengeance.
Yeah.
He does that. He's a counterpuncher. So when you look at what the left is doing, they hit him. He's going to hit them back twice as hard. And at some point, think of this with the press. Do you think he's ever going to give on the press? Do you think he's ever going to surrender to the press, ever?
No.
No.
Too central to...
Right. Do you think he'll ever run out of his facts to make those points?
No.
No. I mean, and he will praise the press at times when they do things that he likes.
Correct.
But yes, he will never.
But he'll never surrender this.
Right.
As long as you're fighting him, he will never, ever surrender. Okay. And he'll ratchet it up and it doesn't matter. Winning is what matters to him. At what point does the press say, we're in trouble here? Because I no longer count him as the loser in anything. I've not seen him.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't
learned
see him. Right. You don't see him lose, even when he goes bankrupt, which he never ever does. Even when he settles court cases, which I never settle, never. Mm-hmm. I never settle, never. While he's settling, he still wins.
Yes,
he still wins.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know how he does it, but he still wins.
Are you getting tired of all the winning? Is that what's happening?
No, I'm not
here?
Actually. But
sure sounds like
the thing is. He's never going to give up, and he'll find a way to winning. If the left continues to counterpunch, it is only going to, and it's so bad right now because he hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything yet.
Nothing they should be really not, this yeah. crazy
right,
about,
right.
that's for sure.
I mean, if you look at the facts, not the media facts yeah. of a Muslim ban, but the actual facts, that's not what this is now. Could it become that? Yeah, it might. And I'll stand with you when it becomes that. But I can't stand with you now. And the more you do these things, the crazier you look. And so what happens? What happens is there are two sides of this country. There's four groups, I think, really. There are those on the uber alt-right who are fascists. No ifs, ands, and buts. They are fascists, the alt-right. Then there are the anarchists on the left and who just want to burn the whole thing down. They're, neither one of them are anarchists. They're communists. Okay? Nobody on the left wants to call them that, but that's what they are. They are advocating for something. They're not anarchists. They're dressed like anarchists, but they want to burn the system down so they can have their communist redistribution of wealth, free everything state. Well, the fascists aren't just fascists. They're anarchists, too. They want to burn everything down so they can have their fascistic state. There's another group that is harder to spot, and those are the very, very wealthy globalists that would like to see the whole thing burned down so they can reset everything to their liking. But let's leave them off the board. I don't know any Democrat who agrees with the guys who are dressed in black who are burning down Starbucks. Do you know a single Democrat like that?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Do you know any Republicans personally that are like those alt-right guys who are just, okay. So I don't know those people.
I mean, obviously we see reporting on them. And
Yeah. They exist.
They interviewed and they exist.
But yeah, yes. They exist. Now, do I know people on the Democratic side that say, that's not us, but I understand them? I do.
You could probably get there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know people who are not alt-righters, but say, hey, look, they kind of helped Trump get in and, you know, whatever. You're crazy. That's what the Democrats did with the Marxists. They brought them in thinking we could use them as fuel of fire. And who won that battle? Where are the moderate blue dog Democrats now? Nowhere. The other two factions in this country make up the vast majority. And they are the people that are neither alt-right nor anarchist / communists. They're the main center who may have flirted with these edges, but now see, wait, this is getting dangerous. This is out of control. The crazies are starting to run the asylum. This is not making me comfortable. If you understand that the main swath of Americans are not these radicals, now is the time we can come together. Now is the time that you can come together. But it requires you, because you're in power, doesn't mean as much when you're on the losing side. Because you're in power, you can go to them and be magnanimous. You know, comforting the ones who lost and reaching out to the ones who feel disenfranchised, think how far that would have gone for you if somebody would have come to you and said, Pat, I know exactly how you feel, And I'm sorry, we got a bunch of crazies over here. And I'm keeping my eye on the crazies, too. And I don't think that we're out of control like you do. But I recognize those crazies over there, and they scare the hell out of me, too. Yeah. So I understand that, and I'm with you. But, Pat, you're not helping. By going out and marching and supporting these people who are throwing Molotov cocktails, you know, which we never did, but
that's
going out and being seen right now, I can guarantee you that everybody, every sane person in this audience, if big named people in the that were not part of politics and have proven themselves not a part of politics had come to us and said, guys, you know, I don't agree with you, but listen, I'll be with you in the summer, but you got to give this guy a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And when he starts doing things, if he's doing what you say, I'll be with you. I would have been on the air saying, let's wait until summer.
Yeah.
Let's give them a chance. And if they don't do it, well, then we know that person. If they're not with us, then we know that person's discredited.
And we could do it that way. You know, because right now, like you said, the Republicans are in power. Or there's re-education camps. You could go that way, too. And maybe you put them in a re-education camp until they finally think like we do.
Right.
We could do that.
We could go that way.
You know, it's another option.
And I've asked so many people.
It's not a bad option, really.
I've asked so many people recently when they're saying, you know, they'll never bend. I love this.
And
they
really,
will never
aren't those
change.
The two options? If we don't try to work with the other side in this country. And again, like you mentioned earlier in the show, we're not talking about dealing with ISIS this way. We're not talking about holding hands with ISIS and loving them back.
Or the Muslim Brotherhood.
Or the Muslim Brotherhood.
No.
No one likes that.
I'm talking
that.
About
we're
Democrats.
We're talking about Democrats in this country. So, of course, that's how you'd want to deal with them.
I'm even talking about Republicans who voted differently than you.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy.
Because
I mean,
the alternative to that is civil
war. A re-education camp.
Or re-education camps or a combination of the two.
It really is.
It really is the alternative.
I've asked that of so many people when they'll say, you know, you got to fight fire with fire. We got to fight fire with fire. We got to take them out. Some people on Twitter are saying we got to kill them all.
Come on.
Kill them all? Have you not seen the pictures of what civil war looked like in America? Is that really what you want? Because I'm not with you on that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a hard pass on
right.
that.
Right, and we know Donald Trump punches back twice as hard. We've seen him. He doesn't believe in forgiveness. He believes in vindictiveness. He is not going to stop fighting. So by punching him, and you're punching him, I think, wrongly, by not waiting for things that are real, that you can actually get everybody behind, how does that end? How does this end?
And, you know, I think there's a typical way of people think of like, well, the other side is never going to change. They're never going to change. And, you know, look, I understand the way that feels. But think about what has changed just recently. Things that were fundamental bedrock principles of conservatism are no longer part of it. Harry Reid used to stand up in front of the Senate and say, we absolutely must secure this border right now. We have to audit the Fed. I mean, these things have all changed within the past decade or two.
Try gay marriage. In 2008, the president said he was against it.
And Hillary Clinton.
Right.
She said it was a fundamental bedrock principle that one man and one woman would be the marriage court.
And you know, people would say to that, well, see, yeah, they're moving left. We don't want to move left. Well, let me ask you this. Wasn't that the point of so many people? They said God can change anyone. Didn't you say that you disagreed with Donald Trump, but you're praying that God could change anyone? He can change Donald Trump, but he can't change our friends on the left? Really? Wow, that's a pretty weird God you got going for you. And I'm already seeing change. I'm already seeing real, true hope. The things that I have prayed for since 8:28, I just prayed and asked forgiveness today, this morning, I prayed and asked forgiveness for not seeing his plan in things. And I said, I know there's no way I could have seen this. There's no way I could have seen this. But I'm sorry for not trusting you more. I'm sorry for telling you, last chance, God, last chance. There's never a last chance with him. Miracles are happening.
Yeah.
But we have to expect them and change our heart.
And if you don't believe that miracles like that can happen, ask the New England Patriots. Because they, for them, they had quite one just the other day. It happens. I mean, and you say,
can I ask you?
Going more conservative quickly on that point, look at Russia. I mean, there was a point where the president of the United States stood on stage and said they're basically not a threat at all. Who's more conservative on Russia now? Is it the Republicans or the Democrats? I mean, the Democrats are the ones all arguing that Russia is an actual threat. Now, whether they believe it or not is a whole other situation.
They used to say that executive orders weren't a problem.
Yeah.
They all believe. They're all saying we need to look into the Constitution and rebalance the power of the executive branch. What do you mean they can't change? They already have. Let's capitalize on that.
Wouldn't it be a great thing to take advantage of?
Yes.
If we could. Because, I mean, you've got them on that side. Even if it is fake, take advantage of it.
You have 1 week left. 1 week left. Do not wait and then end up with a bad gift. Valentine's Day. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus the shipping, or for today only. You can double the berries for $5 more. This is the last day to get this deal. $5 doubles the berries, $19.99 plus $5. You get double the order. You need my code to take advantage of this deal. The code is Glenn. It's really easy to remember. You choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. They have an incredible selection of gifts. It'll be perfectly packaged in a gift box, all the details taken care of. And today only, double the berries for $5 more. Go to Sherry's Berries at Berries, BERRIES.com. That's Berries.com. $19.99, double the berries, $5 more, only today. Click on the microphone, top of the right-hand corner, type in my name, Glenn. Microphone, right-hand corner, type in my name, Glenn, at Berries.com.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Boy, we didn't get to the Missouri boy who has been attacked for wearing a Make America Great hat.
No, we've
this
got to.
Is, we got to do that tomorrow. Do we have time for the Greg Abbott Convention of the States?
No, we don't have time for that either.
What do we have time for, Pat?
Nothing.
So much left on
We're
the table.
Much out of time.
Why? Because Pat had to start with, I really loved La La Land.
Yeah, did I have to start with that?
Yeah, well, you did. You did. Right as we were turning the mics on. That's right? What he says to me. And I'm like, "That. What have you done with my friend Pat?
That could not be ignored.
It could
it
not
really
be
have been. It could really could
not have been.
There was no law, federal or state, even local, that said we had to talk about law.
Just saw a new executive order.
Did you?
When Pat Gray says he likes a musical, it must be discussed.
I actually agree with that executive order.
There's something seriously wrong with you. We're going to check the DNA, make sure Pat is really Pat, and we'll be back tomorrow.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.